scam websites trying to take advantage of unsuspecting and vulnerable people tend to pop up after a variety of major events, from natural disasters to highly publicized data breaches. Now that people involved in the massive data breach of Equifax in 2017 are going through a settlement process, the Federal Trade Commission is warning people to be on the lookout for fake websites claiming to be part of that settlement. Tiffany Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director for the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. Tiffany, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, the FTC says, yeah, watch out. These sites are out there now, right?
They are. The BBB specifically has not seen one of them yet, but the FTC is warning about them. We understand they're out there, and the FTC has also reported on them.
And this seems like tailor-made for a scam, because this is a settlement. Lots of people are going to get $125 in this settlement, as I understand it, from Equifax. How do we know if the website we see or the email we get is legitimate, or it should raise red flags?
Well, Equifax is not sending emails. So if you get an email, completely a red flag, go ahead and delete it. Equifax is planning on consumers going right to their sites to go ahead and file a claim. And you can do that at ftc.gov/Equifax. Equifax is spelled E-Q-U-I-F-A-X, or at EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. And it's extremely important to go ahead and type in those email or those website addresses. Don't Google it, because if you type it in wrong, scammers prey on wrong spelling. So you could possibly be going to an illegitimate website.
So going to somebody like the Federal Trade Commission at FTC.gov, that's usually going to be a good starting point right there, hopefully not in on the scams.
Right, and there would be a link right from the FTC.gov site as well. So if that's all you can remember, FTC.gov, and you can link to it from there as well.
And you mentioned the importance of spelling things out, and that sounds like a common red flag, something that might look legit on a website or especially in an email. When you hover your mouse over it or you look closely at the link, it's not quite spelled right.
Right. And scammers prey on misspelling. So they could be spelling Equifax and just missing the U and the I. So they could spell EQU or EQIU instead of EQUI. So, you know, just be extremely careful about grammar and spelling to get you to the right site.
So these scam websites, what are they trying to get out of us?
They're trying to get personal information from you. So when you go ahead and you file that claim, they're looking to get your name, your social security number, any credit card information. They may be asking you to pay for credit monitoring or to file a claim. So definitely a scammer's goal to get any type of personal information that they can get from you.
And I think it was on the release from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they said some of these may be asking you to pay them money in order to get your settlement money. That's not how that works.
You should never have to pay money to get your settlement money. And be aware that the more people that file a claim, that $125 settlement may no longer be $125. They only have X amount of dollars to give you. So the more people that put a claim in for that $125, it could end up being half of it or pennies when it all is said and done.
Okay. And in general, what kind of scams do people seem to be falling for online, whether it's something like this Equifax or other popular scams out there?
We see all types of scams. Grandparent scam, you know, where they're trying to impersonate your grandchild. We see the imposter scam, where they're posing as IRS agents. You know, you name it, there's scammers out there, and scammers will take advantage of any type of tragedy that's in the news. Charity scams are really popular right now as well. With September 11th approaching, you know, there might maybe some charity fundraisers out there. You know, we're many years past the event, but any type of scam, scammers follow the news, and they will capitalize on anything that they can capitalize on.
Talking to Tiffany Schultz from the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, looking at online scams. The latest, this Equifax settlement, the FTC says, yeah, watch out. There are scam websites out there. Don't give them your money or your information. Go to FTC.gov to start seeing if you get some of that settlement money. Tiffany, what happens when people figure it out too late? They've already gone to that fake Equifax website or whatever the scam is. What are the next steps they should take if they think they've been ripped off?
They should report it to the FTC at FTC.gov. And we also have a phone number that they can call. It's 877-382-4357.
Okay. And are they out of luck? Is that just reporting it, or is there potentially some kind of recourse for them there?
At this point, I don't know where the FTC is going to take it, but that's a great starting point for any assistance if they feel that they have been scammed.
Here in Wisconsin, what kind of scams have you heard reported at the Better Business Bureau lately? What is on the loose here that we're watching out for?
Right now, with going back to school, we're seeing college rental scams. We want you to be aware of that, where there are housing scams and scammers advertise 1,400 square feet for $500 a month. It sounds too good to be true. If you're looking for a last-minute property, you know, if your student is going off to college somewhere in another state, or if they're staying here, just really be on the lookout for any type of housing rental scam where it sounds too good to be true, because it probably is too good to be true.
Is there a solid way to check that kind of thing out to make sure this is a legit renter or landlord?
You always want to communicate with the landlord in person. So, you know, don't, you know, if he says, you know, I'm out of the area, you have to send me the money. That's a red flag right there. You want to definitely see the property in person to make sure it really exists. If you can't see it, send a friend or a family member to go take a look at it. And Google the address, too. Make sure that it's going to the property and it's not going to a field or a UPS store or some, you know, other location in the community. So lots of savvy steps that you can take to not be scammed.
And we've seen in the news reports of people getting calls from a government agency. I'm putting air quotes around that, the Social Security Division, something like that. And then a call from a county sheriff with a spoofed phone number. What kind of things are going on there?
Well, with the IRS scam, they will, Social Security scam, they will call you. And one of the things about that is the IRS will never communicate with you via phone. You will always receive communication in the mail by with them. So if you receive a phone call, go ahead and hang up, because it's not true. And the police and the fire departments will never call you asking for money. Many of us have heard, you know, this is the Police and Fire Association. Will you give X amount of money as a donation? It's a scam. Hang up.
And in one case, someone who did unfortunately fall for the Social Security scam, they had asked to pay off the debt they owed in the form of Amazon gift cards. A government agency pretty much never going to do that, right?
That's a big trend with scams right now, where they ask for gift cards, because gift cards can't be traced. So if they're communicating with you via email, they ask you to scratch off the back of the gift cards. We've seen Amazon gift cards. We've seen Steam gift cards. We'd see iTunes gift cards. You email them those numbers on the back of the card and your money is gone immediately and it's not replaceable. So it's kind of taking the place of wiring money, but the wiring scams are still out there as well, asking people to wire them money.
And you mentioned fake charity scams. Of course, people want to give and be generous. What's your advice to people who do want to give to seek out the places that are legitimate?
Don't give immediately after a disaster. You always want to look for the official charity website. Make sure that you've done your research. If you're looking for through the GoFundMes, there's a lot of GoFundMe out there that seems legitimate, but either they are scammers or they don't have the infrastructure to get it to the right place. They're well-meaning sometimes, but they just don't have that infrastructure to get the funds to where they need to go. So look for that official charity site if you wish to donate.
And that might be a case to look for a group you've maybe heard of in the past, too.
Right.
In that situation.
And go through the specific charity. You know, look for those local ones in your area that can point you to the official page, too. There's usually some help there.
And what do you see from law enforcement when it comes to going after things like the Equifax settlement websites? Are there or other scams? Do we see a lot of law enforcement effort devoted to trying to stop these things?
There's law enforcement effort. There's BBB effort. There's FTC effort. There's a lot of effort that goes into this. And we have to remember that the scammers, you know, they always have a different variation of their scam. So once we all catch on, there may be a very similar scam, but it's a different variation of that scam. So then people haven't heard of that scam. So then it's just another process. But we are out there. We do a lot of investigations. The BBB has a full-time investigator on staff, and we do look into this stuff. So it's extremely important to report any scam that you hear about, and that can be done at bbb.org/scam tracker.
And one tactic I used to use that doesn't work anymore on my cell phone is, the cell phone number is blocked. That's probably not legit. Or why is this coming from another area code? Well, now they can make it look like it's coming from the local, area code and prefix.
Right. If you don't know where the number is coming from, don't answer it. Let it go to voicemail. Because one of the things that happens is if you answer that, they've achieved a working phone number. So if you start talking to them, you'll graduate yourself to another list and it'll just keep going. But if you hang up on them or you don't answer it, they don't have a working phone. They don't think they have a working phone number. So that's one way to shut down those robocalls as well.
Lots of fun stuff to watch out for. Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Tiffany Schultz, Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director for the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau. We talked to her about how to look for and avoid scams, including websites related to settlements for the Equifax data breach. That's one of the latest out there, and other common kinds of swindles.